Vayter in Shas, we are in Bava Basra, Davav, pick it up on Hey Amabez, Bada Bamada Page. Continue on with our discussions about paying before this man, during this man, after this man. We basically said that the general idea is that a person does not pay before the time. That's how we pretty much ended off. Now the Gemara asks, really? But Ubailu, Tabo Lachasman, let's say this guy goes and he lends somebody money, then he goes and he says, all right, it's time for you to pay up. But he's not asking him to pay up on the day that he owes it. It's a few days later or weeks later, from a law practice. I paid within the time that I owed it to you. In other words, it was January they made a loan. He said, pay me back in June. He comes to him in July and he says, time to pay me past June. He goes, what? I paid you in March, a few months earlier. Now, we know that person doesn't do that, but in this case, this guy could have said, I paid you in June and I would have been off the hook. So do we believe him to say that he paid in March because he could have lied and said that he did it in June? Mahu, what's going to be the date? Do we say in a place where there's a chazaka, we say, well, what's, then there's no reason for him to lie over here, and therefore we believe him. If he wants, he could have said, Partikha Bizmani, I paid on time. He's believed. Beep, turn the page. Vavamanaf. Even in a place of chazaka, we don't say mali l'shaker. Right? She says, "Kiven the muchzak lon de'ina the prayer b'tochs ba'ad." A person does not pay early. Then lo aminim b'makom deika chazaka the married libiburim mali l'shaker v'lem nuna. We're not going to go and believe him in such a case. Toshima, let's try to figure this out from our Mishnah. Bechatzka shenasa natcha yavi raya shalom nasan. We know that we're talking about a case over here that if they go ahead and they rebuild a wall that fell down, then each one of them is in the chazaka that they paid unless they go and someone's able to bring a raya that he didn't pay. Reuven and Shimon next to each other, the wall comes tumbling down between them. So let's say Shimon goes and rebuilds it, and then Reuven's like, yeah, of course I paid for it. It's a chazak that he did pay, unless Shimon can bring a raya that Reuven didn't pay. Hey, dami, now what's the case? What are we talking about? Elim, if you're saying that he's asking for the money after the time, instead of paid it on time, Pshita, obviously we're going to believe him for that. So therefore, it must be that Amar Lav, Ella laughed. He said, I paid you during the time. Oh, and he still believed. Alma, afilu bimkom chazaka, arminu mali l'shaker. Even in a place of chazaka, where a person doesn't pay early, we say mali l'shaker, where the guy could have said, I paid on time. So it's going to sound a raya, because shan yachad is different. The kol, shafa v'shafa zimnu, because every road that he ends up building over the stones is the time to pay. So therefore, he wasn't actually paying before this money. He was paying after each time he actually owed the money. Says the Gemara, let's try again. Toshima. Later in the Mishnah. Let's say the wall falls down and Shimon builds it up to 4 amos, but he goes above that. It goes up 8 amos. Reuven doesn't have to pay for that extra amos that goes up over there. But let's say he ends up putting a wall parallel to it. Then, even if he didn't put the roof on, we say that he likes it and he has to pay. And actually, Avirai Shanasa, he's considered like he didn't pay until he brings a raya that actually did pay. What's the case? After this man, he said he paid on time. Am I low? Then why wouldn't we believe him? Right? He's saying that he paid when he's supposed to pay. Allah must be talking about a case. Saying I paid early. And we say that what? That we're saying we assume that he didn't pay over here, even in the case of Mali the Shaker, because he said he could have said that he paid on time. Alma, what do you see? Makom Chazaka, lo mina Mali Shaker. We don't say a Mali the Shaker. We don't assume that to be the case. And therefore, back to our original case, we don't have a Rai over here. The guy would actually have to go ahead and pay up, but he doesn't have a Chazaka. So when I said a raya, Shaniyacha, the case is different to Amar because me said, me yemer the mechayev li rabbanan. The guy's saying, maybe the guy's not going to be mechayev to have to go and pay. Because it's not obvious. When I go and I build it, when Reuven starts building the wall parallel to it, it's not clear that the chum is going to come and say the guy has to pay over here. So therefore, that's that you can't compare these cases. Right. So let's try again. Amali ravacha b'ridurav ravashi. Toshima, let's try to bring a raya over here that we don't say Mali the Shaker and Makom Chazaka. Mari Libiyadcha, the Mishnah and Shavuos. One Libiyadcha, if a guy says, you owe me a bada, a money of mine is in your hands, you owe me $100. Amalei, the guy says back, hey, yes, I owe you $100. And a very important Rashi here, Rashi says, Ubifre Edom was done in front of Edom. That's him Edom that sent, shows, saying that he admitted to it. Lamacha the next day, Amalo Tanei, he goes and says, right, listen, pay me. You know, you owe me the money. You just told me yes in front of Edom. Im Amar Nisativ Lach. If he says, I already gave it to you, then, you know, from yesterday, I gave it to you 20 minutes later. Potter, that the guy's Potter doesn't have to go, he doesn't have to pay anymore. But if he says, what do you mean? I don't have anything of yours. Right? Says Mefarsh for Azil, he's going to explain what exactly that means. Right? Then he's going to be Chayev. My love, the Sati Lech, the Amar Le, Pratich Bezmani. Is it not so that when he says, I gave it to you, what he's saying is that I paid it to you, you know, when I had to pay it, when it was owed, and he's believed? Ein Lech Abiyadi, when he says, I don't have anything of yours, the Amar Le, Pratich Bezmani, what he's saying is that I paid it to you in the, you know, before this man, Vikatani Chayev, and we say the guy is going to be Chayev to go ahead and pay, even though he could have said that he paid on time. Albub Makam Chazaka, Lo Amrin and Mali the Shaker, we don't say Mali the Shaker. Says Gemara, Lo, it's not a Raya. My Ein Lechabiyadi, what do you mean he says Ein Lechabiyadi, nothing of yours is by me? Lo Hidvar Merolim, it's Lahadam. He's saying, this never happened in the first place. I never borrowed any money from you. Now, this guy is being covered by Kov here. But there's only one problem over here. What's the problem? That they were Edom when the guy said, hey, and that I do owe it. Therefore, we don't care the fact that he denied it. Right? So basically what he's saying by saying, I don't know, whatever, is clearly stating the fact that he's denying the whole loan means that he's saying he never paid it back in the first place. The Amamar, Kolomar Lo Levisi, anything that says, I never borrowed anything, Kobar Lo Parati Dami. It's like you guys saying that I never paid you back. And therefore, since the second statement doesn't have anything to do with paying early, therefore, we didn't answer our question with this either. Okay, good question, but we basically leave it unresolved, not answered. Now, next part of the mystery, it said, what happens if the wall falls between Reuven and Shimon? Shimon builds it up and he builds it above Dalin Amos. Reuven doesn't have to pay anything for it. Samach lo, but then the Mishnah says, Samach lo, kos alcha megalgo na lov ezakol. If he puts a wall parallel to it, even if we put the roof on yet, then we're megalgo, we roll it onto him and say, sorry, man, you got to go and you got to pay for this. You got to pay for the whole thing because clearly you're being megaladas that you want this. This parallel wall, so you put a roof on the two of them and then have this nice little shelter there. Amar Rav Huna, Samach Lepalgos, and we have a machlokas over between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman about this idea that the guy, that Reuven, has to now pay for that extra thing. Rav Huna says, listen, when the guy puts the parallel wall, how much of a wall did he put over there? Did he put a parallel wall exactly parallel, meaning to say the same size? His was 10 amos, you know, from one side to the other. And he put 10 amos, I don't know, he only put a part of it. So Rav Huna says, Samach Lepalga even really does half of it. It's only up to half. Or in the height, it didn't reach the height of the same amount. Of the guy added above the 4 amos, that other 4 amos, he only does a total of 6 amos wall. He says, Samach Lekula. That Samach Lepalga, Samach Lekula. If you did part of it, it's like you did all of it, and therefore you have to pay for the whole thing. Rav Nachman, you got to split it. Rav Nachman, Amar Lamai, the Samach Samach. Rav Nachman says, no. Only in a ratio of how much he was Samach, the wall, opposite. So let's say he the wall that was put up was 10 amos from one side to the other, and he put up a wall that was only 5, so he should only have to pay not half. But I don't know, do the math, maybe a quarter or whatever it is. And that which he didn't submit to, he doesn't have to do it. So take the value of the extra wall that was added that he now built opposite it, whatever that size is. You split that of the wall that Shimon put up. Now, it's not, they're not absolute over here. They say that Umode Rav Huna Bekarna Vilufta, Umode Rav Nachman Bapriza. And I'll explain both things in just a moment. Point is that even Rav Huna, who says that if you did half, you got to pay for all of it, he'll even say that, no, sometimes you only have to pay in accordance of how much you put over there. And even Rav Nachman, who said you have to only put according to what you did, will be masking to pay for all of it in certain circumstances. What are these circumstances? I'm glad you asked. Definitely would be easier with a picture over here, but just try to imagine you're looking at a home. And when you're looking directly at it, you're standing in front looking at it, that there's a wall right behind the home. And you could see the wall on the left and on the right. And on the other side of the wall is Shimon's field. On this side is Reuven's field. So the house is right up against the wall. So let's say as you're looking straight at it, on the left side of the house, the wall comes tumbling down.
Now, Shimon goes ahead and he rebuilds it, and even goes a little higher. And Reuven has to pay up to the four amos. But now what happens is that Reuven decides, the house that you're looking at, right in the front of it, he decides to extend, imagine you're looking straight at the home, he decides to extend it to the left, which runs parallel with the back wall. But this time it's like an extension of his own home. He'll be maskim. In that case, which Lufta's lashon of chibor, when it's like attached to, and the kind of means like a corner. So Rashi says, "Bechibur shabekaren zavis lufta chibur harei shaliy asof beisel sheruvin davik lekosel shabein shazet bein shtei chaterus lachesman nimlach ruvin zeh vechibur binyan muat bekaren zavis shel sof beiso." And he extends it from his own house. Excuse me. Oblitas abinyan meshucha keneged mixas orech hakosel mavdil bein chaterus moder avuna. And then it's running parallel to the other one. Avuna we mask over there, Dilamai de lo samach. It's not a normal thing for him to continue that extension of his home. Therefore, he only has to pay in accordance to what he went and he added. And that is Ravunu Doma say, I don't care how much you add, the bottom line, even a little bit. It's like he did the whole thing. He said, in this case, I would say it's only commensurate to how much that you add. A mother of Nachum, who normally says that only you pay whatever you put, he would be masking that you even pay for the whole thing. In the case of apriza, and apriza is like a very strong beam that would be put across the top, just, you know, running along the whole top of the wall. And that beam was put there because if, let's say, you'd put cross beams from one wall across to the other wall, you wouldn't want to put it directly on the wall because then it would get wet. It would get moldy. So they'd put this cross, this beam, this big strong beam running along the other one, that when you put the cross beam, it would sit on top of it and it wouldn't get moldy. So if you put that over there, clearly he's meaning to be using it for that. And, or the case of ubikivata de kshure, it's like your kovea kshure, means your kovea beam, when you're setting a beam. And that's segment, let's say you don't have a prisa, which is a strong beams that would go straight across. You'd make these like sockets for the beams to go and go across as well. When you go and you do that, then you'd have to go out and pay for the whole thing. Rashi points out, when you're going to extend the wall going up, you're going to want to continue it up a little bit, and you build these beams in order to be able to build a second floor of sorts over there, then you're going to have to go pay for the whole thing. Rav Huna says, Bei Kave, when you're dealing with Bei Kave, Lo Havi Chazaka. What's Bei Kave? Imagine when Shimon made this wall between the two properties, when it fell down, he went above four amos. And when he went above, evenly, he made like, let's say, a bunch of windows. Now these windows are there in order for the beams to be able to go ahead and to slip in. If Reuven were to build a parallel wall and they want to put the beams across and through, Lo Havi Chazaka, that's not a chazaka that Reuven had actually paid him for it. You may have thought that said that when Shimon goes and he builds that, then he'll come to Reuven and say, pay me for it. Reuven will say, of course I paid you for it, clearly, because you wouldn't have built it like that had we not already dealt with this. And even if you made himlati, is casings that the beams are able to go and to fit in there. It's not only these windows that are there, but it's also, it's like prepared for the beams to go through. That's not a raya. Damar le, because Shimon could just say, Ambina l'chipaista li, I was thinking to myself, as I'm building this wall over here, that let's say you go in the future, you decide that you want to go and work this out, because now you want to actually use this wall, the extension of it, to go and to build a parallel wall, do something with that. Lolisa shisai, if I don't make these windows already ready now, then when I go ahead and I make it later, I'm going to have to deal with jackhammering and making new things, and that's going to go damage the wall of here. So I'd rather just have it start from the get-go, and therefore Zarach HaSuk that he paid. Amr Av Nachman, Achzik Lehordi, Lo Achzik Lekshure. We're extending our conversation now to something a little bit different. Rashi explains that kol chazakos halalo, all the chazakos that we're about to get into right now, the shmeitzin, in a chazakos shalosh shalom. There's a din. If I come into your land and I live there for 3 years, and I have what's known as chazakos shalosh shalom, that means you gave it to me, I bought it from you, now it actually belongs to me. If you didn't protest it and you left it, you left it like this, you didn't come and protest, then there's no way that you would just let me live in your land for nothing, so it must be that you actually did give it to me. So then it really does belong to me. Rashi says, kol chazakos
We're dealing with a case of just stam. I'm using it. I have rights to use things in your property. I'm using part of your property for my own usage. It still belongs to you, but I'm allowed to use it. I did it right in front of your face. You're quiet. There's a chazaka. A person wouldn't just let someone go and use his own property without rishus. Since he did in front of him, he was quiet. He asked for permission. Or he gave him money. Or he sold him the right to be able to use it. And this is called the chazaka when he says, "Yeah, he sold me the right. Give it to him as a matana." But if he just says, "Yeah, you did in front of me," he was quiet. In a chazaka, that's not called the chazaka. If there's a chazaka with no taina, it's not called a taina. It's not called a chazaka. So if I come and say, "Yeah, well, you let me use it before," or "Shkayach," but I'm not letting you use it now, and I don't want you to let me use it. But if he says that, yeah, because you gave me permission, or because of the fact that you sold it to me, that's called a thing. What are you doing here? Who are my lay? Shalom or li adam davar me'olam. No one ever said it to me. In a chazaka, it's not called a chazaka. V'chol chazakos ma'irish lo shta chazakos shalosh shanim lo shta chazakos yom echad kihani adkan. So what comes out is that it's got to be some sort of time. And the point is that this case we're going to talk about now, if someone's going using someone's field over there and he's claiming he used it, nobody came against it, and that you actually gave me the right for it or whatever, that it can be actually that I have the right to use it. Amar Nachman, achzik lehordei. If someone goes and he's been machzik the right to use the hordei, that is that you have, you're my neighbor. You got a wall, and I want to put my things, I want to lean my rafters on your wall, lo achzik l'kshurei, right? So I can go and do that, but I can't automatically do that when it comes to kshurei, which is these thick beams, because you can simply say that there's no way you would have done such a thing because they're going to damage my walls over here. Rashi says, al niyachal of korus kavedos tachas elu, right? That's what that's called. L'kshurei, but, right? So we say achzik l'hurei. Lo achzik l'kshurei. L'kshurei, but let's say when it comes to kshurei, achzik l'hurdei. If Itaka did have the rights established, meaning, let's try that again. If I was achzik l'hurdei, meaning I have the rights to be able to put my, little piece of wood hanging up there, that doesn't mean I automatically be able to put my kshurei, my strong beams. L'kshurei, but if I have the rights to go to put my strong beams over there, then achzik l'hurdei, then clearly it's automatic. I could put my skinny ones over there, because then I can cause damage over here. Therefore, for sure, that's included in it. Rav Yosef Amar, Yosef says, achzik l'hurdei, achzik l'kshurei, that even in a case where he goes and he set up, he has a chazaka to be able to do it for, to hurdei, which is less strong, achzik l'kshurei, he also set up for kshurei as well, because once he has the right to use the wall, if put something on it, therefore he can also put the other things as well. Okay, Ikadam, some say, Amar Rav Nachman, achzik l'hurdei, achzik l'kshurei. Oh, Rav Nachman. This is the opposite of what we saw Rav Nachman said before. And l'kshurei achzik l'hurdei. Like the, did I say that right? Achzik l'hurdei, achzik l'kshurei. L'kshurei, achzik l'hurdei. Both ways. Amar Rav Nachman achzik l'natvis. That's how some learn it. And we have other cases that are similar to this. Amar Rav Nachman achzik l'natve. If someone has a chazaka to let natve, like a teapot drain drips, that the rainwater can drip onto the neighbor's chatzer from his roof, Rashi says, Rashi, what do you say? Hayshel chazaka b'chasa chaver she yitaftef gago megisham l'tocho apnei kol orech gago below marzev. If I can go and do it to the whole roof, achzik l'shavche, then also have the right to let water pour onto this courtyard, to this chatzer, in one particular place. Right? Says imrotze osa marzev v'yiklach kol me'agag b'makom echad t'hadifalei l'bal chatzer, because this is actually better for the Baal Chatzer.
If I have a roof that's like dripping over into your courtyard, so then if I don't put any gutter over there that's going to collect all the water and drop it in one spot, if I'm allowed to do it all over, then Achsiv L'Shavchei, I could have it go into one particular location. Right? Because like Rashi's saying, it sounds better that I'd rather have the water go into one place. But Achsiv L'Shavchei, if I can pour it into one particular place, L'Achsiv L'Natfei doesn't mean that I can go and pour it all over. Even if you can go and you can do it in one spot, you could also do it, let it drip all over the place. Some say that Rav Nachman said that if Achsiv L'Shavchei, Achsiv L'Natfei, if you can do it into one place, you could do it even all over. L'Natfei, if you do it in one, and all over Achsiv L'Shavchei, you could do it both ways. Aval L'Tzrifa D'Orbanei Lo. If this would be a tzrif, like a caravan, like a shack, that you made the roof with branches of willows, then you can't let this go and drip from this roof. And because the trips are very, very close to each other. Rashi says, Gag shel tzrif, skipping that, shebechasen oso ba'anfei arava, you cover it over with willow branches, behind urbani, umitoch she'atipun smuchin me'od, they're very, very close to each other, these drips, ein ba'lechatzer yochel l'shtamesh takteim, they're able to work over there underneath that particular area. If Yosef Amar, I feel a tzrif of the urbani, even a tzrif of the urbani, because... any type of rain that comes into it. Avad Rav Yosef Orbani, or Uvda, B'tzrif D'Orbani, Rav Yosef, he passed like that, that even like that, you let it go ahead and let it drip in over there. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Hamaski Bayis Lachaveiro. If somebody rents an apartment out to his friend, beep, turn the page, Vavavamaze, Bibira Gadola. We're talking about over here, excuse me, the way the Rashi explains it is bias aruch mo'ed. Imagine you have this rectangular building, very, very long. It's split up, this room. We have a bach on the scene over here. Rashi, chadorim kitanim behiskir. Chadorim mitochel laharbi. Chadorim kitanim, in the many small rooms. Behiskir lazechim, he rents out one of the rooms to them. Harei zeh mishtamish bikoslea b'chori aksalim al pnei orkam ibechutz ad dalan amos af shelo keneged beiso bezisa mayotzim miksalim. So imagine you have this long rectangular thing, but there's wood beams that are popping out perpendicular to it, you know, not running along with it, but coming out of it. And these beams that went around it, you're allowed to, if you rent one of those rooms, use those beams on the outside to hang stuff on it, as long as it's within 4 amos of your room, on all sides. And there were holes in the wall on the outside that were made for like cubbies. You're allowed to use that as well. Now, Bibir Gadola Mishtamish Bezizeha, you could use the beams. Ubikosleha, Ubiksaleha, Ad Arba Amos, and with the walls up to 4 amos, that's included. Ube Ove Akosa, you could also use the thickness of the top of the wall in order to put things over there. Rashi says, Birosho on top of it, could go in Imhiskir La Baaliyah if you rented up upstairs. Malcolm's not going to a place where they're knowing to do such a thing, it's not going to ruin the building. Aval, but Turbat Zapad Nilo, but you can't go and use the part of the wall that's facing the outside. They had this, they would make this garden by the opening, by the where of where people of this whole. It's like the entranceway of these beautiful, you know, these buildings. Have a little garden over there. You're not allowed to go over there. Rashi says, "Derech boni bira chashuva laniach lekineged pesach hatraklin." By the entranceway, a choshev shabal kein gina kitana, small gina laavir veolin ba desharim. They put nice things v'yafe amarle naim. It looks nice. V'shamein rishus lazed litlos b'ksalim klub. You can't hang anything over there in the walls. Shenor se lekarzatochu. That's not the normal place for the residents of that place. Go and put their stuff over there. That is Rabba Bar Avua. Rav Nachman didei Amar. Because remember, we started by saying that Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Rav Nachman saying in the words of Rabba Avua that if you rent this room to me, I could use the outside walls and the crevices, etc. However, Rav Nachman himself, Rav Nachman didei Amar Afilu Beturbet Zapadni, you're even allowed to go with the wall that's facing the garden by the reception hall where they are. You can go and you can hang yourself there because he says people do go there. Avo Rechava Shachorei Abatim Lo. But not with the open space that's behind the apartments. That's not included. Says Rashi, Kol Hekav Shachori Abatim Kori Rechava. V'shal Tnei Abatim Kori Chatzer. The Chatzer is in the front of it, and the Rechava is the open space behind it. Ein Rechava Muskeres Lo L'shtamish. That's not rented for you
to go out and to use. He goes so far as to say even the outside. So first opinion says only there is not the garden. Second one says even the garden. Third one says even the rechava. Amaravina, back to the discussion about if I could get a chazak on my neighbor's wall or using part of his property by just using it, and obviously it has to come with the taina that I'm claiming, the taka, you sold it to me, you gave me rishon. Samaravina, haik shur demitaltala, demitalalta. These beams that are put b'talalalta is meaning for shade. Atlas and yomim lo v'chazaka. Until 30 days, not considered chazaka. Baser talas and yomim, after 30 days, have a chazaka, is considered a chazaka. Try to imagine, we'll read the Rashi inside, that you have a wall that's right up, you know, of your property. Let's say, or whatever it is, I'm leaning something over your property that's like holding up to make shade in my, you know, in my next to my house. Then up till 30 days, I can't claim and say, look, he's not doing anything within these 30 days. So therefore, it's clearly I'm right with what I said, that I have a chazaka, I'm allowed to use it over there. But it's not called a chazaka. But after 30 days, it is called a chazaka. Rashi says, im samchal kosel chaver velo micha b'toch shel shomer, protest within 30 days. Lo avich hazaka liton v'lomer piastich b'mos ad olam. I, you know, forever paid him with money for this. The kotelos and yomim lo kabet inish. People don't mind if you put something on their property for 30 days. V'lomachi k'sav v'chaver zet sarich l'tzel. He needs sell. Lo mu'otem mitlanim misham. But he's going to go out. After a few days, he's going to remove it from there. But after 30 days, have a chazak, it is not considered a chazak, because no one allowed to stay for even longer than that. This whole 30 days to Kotoyra that we're talking about here is only talking about if it is, not a sukkah, but if it's a sukkah, the mitzvah, at shiva yomim, then if it's up to 7 days, and then lo avi chazaka, that's not going to be considered a chazaka. Baser shiva yamin, but if it's longer than 7 days and the guy next door, the neighbor, doesn't go ahead and he's not moche, have a chazaka, that itself is a chazaka. Rashi says, the kivet shavkua Allah, yosem and atzorech, have a lim kuy, if he left it longer than 7 days, that's necessary, because it's not a shade shtickle anymore, then he should have objected and he spoke up. And the fact that he didn't speak up, then that means that it must be okay. Rashi says, midlo micha, ikal mimer, delo, the zeh paisa b'mos, that olam, he paid him off forever. Shekinu yedakal, the quote, sukasal, the tzorech kol ha-shanim, hilkach miyad lachazayim, have a chazaka, it's considered a chazaka, delo dami lesukam, the mitalalta, not considered like a shady one, delo avi chazaka, atal sen yomin. Dahil etzel ba'amahu, da avda, aval suka, zu, the tzorech kol yomos ha-chag, shkoshana v'shana, ad kan. Ve'icha, be'betina. This would be a shtickle chutzpah over here, but let's say he went ahead and used mechaber betina. He put cement and he put it all together now. La'altar v'chazaki midas kins chazaka, because really nobody's going to sit by and say, like, oh yeah, I'm sure that's okay. He'll get rid of its own. Clearly, it must be that he's okay with it. If he doesn't protest, then we got ourselves a problem. Amar Abaye. These are a little bit challenging to hold cup of what we're up to, because now we're jumping to another topic. Abaye says, "Shnei batim b'shnei tzidim b'rishus harabim." Let's say you have two houses that are on two opposite sides of a rishus harabim. They got a rishus harabim in between them. We're going into the inyan of hezik re'iyah, and that is that you're going to see me doing things, and I don't want you seeing that ayin hara, or it's going to be embarrassing. I'm not going to be able to do what I want to be doing. So now we say that shnei batim, we have two houses that are on two different sides of rishus harabim. Tosas over here says b'shnei tzidim b'rishus harabim omari dafka b'shnei tzidim b'rishus harabim shena echad margish b'chaveru kishaol l'begago. It doesn't feel the guy's going up to his roof. She's armed to be careful with him. In darmina masabek, because in fact we're going to say later aval bein gag l'gag lo. Right, when we have two houses right next to each other, that's one story. But you have b'rishus harabim between them, you don't notice it. It's a different story. So now it says b'rishus harabim between them. Zeo se maikel chatzi gago. Zeo se maikel chatzi gago. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has to go and make a 4 amma thing along half of his roof. And the other guy has to make 4 ammas along his half of his roof. Zeh shelo keneged zeh. This one, not opposite that one. Now, it's important to know, we're not talking about the regular din of a mica. They have to go and put a fence up over there on your roof so people chalil don't fall down. That's 10 tfachim. This has to be 4 ammas, so you don't do it. Zeh lo keneged zeh. Ma'adif. And they each have to add a little bit, so like they're actually extending a little bit over the opposite sides of one another.
So try to picture. You're standing on the roof of a building. You're looking down. You're looking across the street. Across the street, there's another building. There's just a rabbi between you. And when you're looking over the other side, you see directly in the other person's roof. So half of your wall, half of your roof facing them, you have to build a wall. And the other half, they have to build a wall. So it's like a complete wall going across, but it just happens to be on opposite sides of the fence over there. And each one has to overlap just a little bit on each side. Pardon, not on each side, meaning extending it so that they're overlapping. And if they literally were to be one long straight one, you'd have an extra amount on each, right in the middle. This is set up a way that if you stood on the open side, you look diagonally across the other side, you'd actually not be able to see stuff. But, you know, what are you going to do? We're not going to set up a whole, maybe mechayev some to go and set up a whole wall over here. So, Rashi says, We took lo yira behed yo see it straight up over there. Now, frak the Gemara. My Rabbi Shisarabim, why are we talking about over here? What shaykh is that you brought up the concept of Rabbi Shisarabim over here? I feel like it was just a yachid nami, even if they face each other, you know, across, and there was just a yachid that was between them. Rishus HaRabim, it's Trichalei. No, we have to go ahead. We needed to go and teach us this particular din. In a Chenabi, you could have said that also. We need this. Because Ma'ad Tema, name Alei. Because maybe you could have said that one of them would be able to go and say, Sof Sof, HaBayis Litztanuye, Mibnei Rishus HaRabim. Kamash Malan, Da Amar Lei, Rabbi B'yamama Chazali, B'lel Yalo Chazali. One of them could say to the other, like, what is the matter? Why do I have to build it up? Manavshach, you have to, you know, you have people walking through the streets, and you're going to have to put up a wall over there. So, like, why do I have to deal with this altogether? Like, I don't have to do anything. Come to teach you? No, because the guy responded back and said, listen, many people are passing through there, but it's only during the day. But at night, they're not able to see me over here because, you know, I could use my roof at night. Then no one's going to notice that people aren't walking by. But you, during the day, during the night, you're going to be able to see me. Therefore, you know, we have to go and build this wall. Inami rabim ki kamina chazali. The rabim can see me only when I'm standing up, because when you're on the bottom and looking up, you can only see them standing up. Ki asivna lo chazali. They can't see when I'm sitting down. But at chazali bein ki akamna, bein ki asivna, whether I'm standing up or when I'm lying down. Rabim, or another one is, if not so rabim ki ma'inu chazali. The rabbi, the public, people walking through can see me only when they are really trying to do. They're ma'anyu. They're really attempting to go and do it. How many people are like just walking by and looking up and saying, is there someone over there? They're not looking up. You watch from a roof as people walk by. Most people are just looking straight and go looking straight or down. No one's looking up. Kilo ma'anyu lo chazal. So when they're not being ma'anyu, they don't see me. But at me'ela na'mi chazal. You don't have to like make an effort to see me. It's me'ela you go and you see me. Therefore, you also have to be part of this fence. If this one happened, then you have to go and overlap a little bit. Says Gemara Pshita. Rashi says, what does that mean? The Ayapalga, Ayapalga. Obviously, they have to go and they have to split it. Each one has to do a half over here. Once you have to go and do that. So what are you like speaking so much for? Just say they have to go and build it. You need it to cut the oven, where one of the owners went ahead and he made his half before they actually went to Bezdin. Rashi says, you already started, finish it off, and I'll pay you the rest of it. I'll pay you for the half of it. Says the Gemara, "Bow the tamer, name Allah, name the Yedach." Like I could say, "Listen, Shkol Uzinka, Vavdeat Kule." You know, just take a hit over here, meaning on the Rashi's Yitzia. Uzinka means Yitzia, the Totsaot, the expense. They have to go and pay over here and do the whole thing and build the whole thing on your side. Says Rashi on this that this part, at least Uzinka, Tosos, Dei Lo Kadim, Zayin Un Momento. Pshita Lo Tzarech De Kadim, Dei Lo Kadim. Pshita Lo Tzarech De Kadim. Right, don't talk to him. The Elo Kadim, Elo Beis, and Elo Sikam, I could come to Beis for such a thing. Velo Zero to last of the Gag, and this guy wouldn't want to do it in his Gag. Pshita, the Beis, and also Pshar with him. We would made a Pshar. They would have compromised. Lassus Koachin Chatzimaika, O Echad Yasa Kulu, Vachavir Yaksa, Lus Char Hora, horas yishyusa, right? He'll pay over whatever he has to pay. Aval hash said the kadam, this guy got up and said to himself, yachal lito nidoch, the other guy can go and say, ilu lo kadam tosi hayisio sekulo, that would have done all of it, but gagi my roof. Aval chatzayin, lo avid, I went to danet, the trichna li le lachzor achapolim, it's hard for me to go find, you know, workers, which will never board for such a small thing. Back to the Gemara, shkolu zikov avdeyat kule, kamash malon, never comes to tell you, damalei, that the guy can say back to him, ah, to my time of law about it, what's the reason you didn't go and make the whole thing on your roof, right? If you really would have done it, then you would have stopped me right away and you would have said such a thing. Why'd you let me finish it off over here? Mishom demisra shisach, because it's going to be bad for your wall by putting more weight over there. Right, because you're adding more weight when you put up. Rashi says, "Mikovet abinyan shemachbidan al chomas tit, and maheris hakalkul lemayel." That's going to ruin it. Ananami mitzraleu, she said. Me too. It's also going to damage my thing also, and therefore I'm not paying for the whole thing. Rashi says, "Mikovet abinyan shemachbidan al chomas tit, and maheris hakalkul lemayel." So therefore, you go ahead and you got to pay up for half of it. You got to do half of your wall. Okay, continuing with Hezekria. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Gaga, some of the chatzah chavero. If someone has a roof that's next to his friend's chatzah, posh in a case. You know, you live there, it's just the rule. Guy's the bottom floor and he's a chatzah there. And the guy lives at the top, he's looking down into this guy's chatzah or the opposite side of the wall, whatever it may be. The point is that it's right next to Gaga, some of the chatzah chavero. Also, the Mike of Abrahamas has to make, must make on his roof. Thing that's 4 amos, so you can't see the guy's chatzar. Ava bein gag le gag lo, but if there's two gags rooftops, you have to go ahead and you have to make this fence. Rashi says lo tsarach kedam rinen b'shmaitin kamaisa chatzar kavia tashmishe. A chatzar, that's where people do tash. They use the chatzar there for things. The gag lo kavi tashmishe v'lo yadana b'hai idna tselakta deitzdena mimcha. I don't know, me in the courtyard over here, when you're going to go up on the roof to go to protect myself, you know, and have my privacy over there. So therefore, you have to go and you have to set up this fence. But you don't have to do it if it's two rooftops, because someone would notice the other guy coming up over here, and therefore, he, you know, would you don't have to put a fence in such a case. But, like we said, when there's a Rishus Rabbim in between, Rishus Yachid, then I don't know that you're necessarily there, and therefore you have to go into make the half thing like we said before. Rav Nachman Didei Amar, everything which says Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, Rav Nachman Didei Amar, Zakuk Laba Amos, Val Zakuk, Eino Zakuk Laba Amos, of Zakuk Lemechitzas Asara. That is, that the rooftop doesn't have to put a 4 amos wall over here, but it does have to put 10 tfachim. Pardon me, he's only referencing the gag the gag thing, not the gag the chutzah. So whereas Menachem is sitting with Shmuel, the gag is some of the chutzah chavero, he has to go and he has to make a mica gavoh arba amos, but gag the gag, he doesn't have to do it. You have to put up a fence at all. Rav Nachman, the day no zuckel arba amos, you don't need to do, a no zuckel arba amos, you don't have to do between gag the gag for amos. Aval zuckel luchiz asar, but it's got to be at least that amount, asara. Lamai says the Gemara, why in the world would we be getting 10 tfachim? What's that going to be helped for? How's that going to help? What is it helping to build that for? Eel, Ezekriya, we're talking about Ezekriya. Arbamas, you have to have Arbamas. Eel, nitfas, alav, keganav. As Rashi says again, Shem Yikonis Lefim and Mechitza Lashem Genevet said that we want to make a clear distinction that if he's coming past this area, then it must be he's coming to steal something. Then Bemesifas Baalmasagin, just some sort of marker, some sort of peg is enough to be able to know such a thing. You don't need to do 10 tfachim. Ili Gedoyim Mitalayim. And if it's a stop Gedoyim, these baby goats or lambs from going to the roof, Bekadesha lo yizdaker bebas rosh sagi. So anything that the animals can't run over is enough. Even 3 tefach is enough. If you remember back from the Sukkah days, we spoke about if you have lovewood and the animals are able to get through, etc. Okay, so then Leolam Lemitzas al Kaganov. Really, it's only to catch the guy as being a ganov. Kemesifas matzi mishtametle. Because when you're dealing with a marker, you just put a marker over there, he can go ahead. And he could say that, oh yeah, I'm just stepping over this thing to go get something that just fell. As Rashi says, you know, something just fell into your area over there. That motzi mishtamet lei v'lomar,
Chivitz nafil miyadi al gagecha v'nichnasi aslecha lita. I just went over to go and take, you know, just to pick it up. But when you're dealing with a mechitza, amar mimitsuri kama mitsirina, mechitza, sorry, lo matzi mishtamet lei. You can't say like, you know, there's no shtick over there, because clearly if I put up a mechitza over there, I don't want you coming in over here. Don't even think about it right now. And the fact that he's going in there, he must be doing something which is not okay. Meisevei, frektigar meisevei. Im haya chatzeru lamaylu migagol shachachzeru chaveru. We have ourselves a braisa which says that let's say you have a chatzer that's above the roof of the neighbor. Isn't that fascinating? That means that the rooftop is lower than that of the chatzer. Rashi shaya karka chatzer gavoh mi karka habayis. Ein iskakin lo. That is that the owner of the chatzer, who's higher than that of the roof, he's not stuck bound to him. Rashi says, "Bala chatzer lasas umchitza bein chatzer legag the king of the gag lo kviat tashmish." It's not a normal thing for people doing something in their gag. Nochli zar mishchenav shelo yiru. He'll be careful, you know, in such a case. It's not a normal thing to do. Just pay attention when he's in a chatzer, when he's not. My lavin is kakal lo klal. Does it not mean that he's not mechuyved him in anything, even to help him to build, tent fachim or something like that? Says Gemara, and therefore, when that comes, that goes against Rav Nachman, who says they have to do these tent fachim. Says Gemara, lo, that's not what it means. Ein is kakal lo amos. It means that he's not chayv to go and build an arba amos thing at all. Avon neskakel mechitza asara, but he is zakuk to go out to build a 10 tefachim molek of Nachman. Yitmar shtei chatzeros zu lemala mezu. Let's say I have two chatzeros. One is higher than the other one. I mean, the ground level of one was higher than that of another. This is what we saw before. Rashi says karkos ha'echad gavoh mechavrteh. It's like, you know, on a mountain. Amar Avun Avuna says tachton bonu mi kinegdo ve'ole. The lower chatzer has to build a wall that's going up from his, from where he is, up to that of the courtyard of his neighbor, and he's got to deal with that. Says Rashi, that is a tachton bodu mishalo milmata ad shemagil legova karkiel says shel chaver ve'achek, and afterwards maskoze, the friend will go from there l'sayu to help him rosin chelko mikenegdo. Umayla up from there, v'lo ye elyo nifsad b'shiflos karkeo seh shetachon. He doesn't lose out from the bottom one over there. V'elyo bonim b'kinegdo v'ole. So let's try again. Amar vuna tachna bonim b'kinegdo v'ole. V'elyo bonim b'kinegdo v'ole. He doesn't have to participate in the lower part of the wall. Rav Chista amar elyo misayim milmato bonah. He has to also go ahead and help from the bottom one. As well, you got to help out, man. What's going on? Tanya comes to Chista. We have something that supports that. Shtei chatzeros lemal mezu lo yomer elyon haridi bonim mekinek divol. I'll just go from my level up. Lo masayim lemata lebonis. Go from there. Also, v'mahisa chatzero lemala migagel shel chaveiro. But if it's Chista above from the gag of his friend, ain zo zokagla. Then he's not. He doesn't help the roof at all. Because again, it's not a normal thing for people to be doing the tashmish, their usage of the roof over there. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great day.